All right, so this is episode 243 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
All right, Marie, we're just plugging through prayer, and we're trying to learn more and more about prayer. Mm-hmm. We're trying to learn more and more about really how to learn to pray according to the Word of God. I think everybody knows how to beg. Everybody knows how to ask. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows how to cry out. I think petition is not an issue with prayer. I think we're all pretty adept at asking God. We know to seek the Lord, and he doesn't discourage that. You know, he says, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, burdened, yeah, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace. So we're told, he said, you have not in James because what? You ask not. When you do ask, sometimes you ask amiss. So we're told in countless passages to seek and you'll find, ask and it'll be, mm-hmm, given, and knock and it'll be open. So the problem is not that petitioning is wrong,
right,
or unscriptural. The problem is that I think a lot of our prayers become nothing but petitions, and we're just demanding of God all the time. It's always asking, and we're never looking for God's will.
Yeah, because I think of how wonderful it would be if, and there may be some people that are at this level, you just think about the Lord and you just go and fall on your knees and just give him praise and just, mm-hmm, don't necessarily ask him for anything. Just think about how good he's been to you and just how he is, how he deals with you on a day-to-day basis. And that's your, that's sometimes your prayer with the Lord, your time with the Lord. I'm not begging for anything. I just love you, Lord, and I just want to lay before you for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And knowing that, what we're asking for, we may not get. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're asking, mm-hmm, in and of itself suggests that there is a possibility that the answer could be no. Mm-hmm. God doesn't always answer affirmatively, and he doesn't always answer negatively. Yeah. And he doesn't always answer immediately.
Right.
So I think when we come to God, our prayer should be, Lord, this is what I want, but what I really, really need is your will to be done.
Yes.
I love the statement that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made over in Daniel 3, when they replied to King Nebuchadnezzar about the matter of them bowing down, mm-hmm, to this image over in Daniel 3:16 and 18. I said John because when you see 3:16, you always think of John, but this is Daniel 3:16 through 18. And these young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. If it be so, and I love how they preface that, if it be so, mm-hmm, and I would think that it would be safe to say that these guys have prayed before. This was their first rodeo, so to speak. They had been comfortable and familiar with prayer, and had really no doubt sought God before. I mean, after all, they were in captivity, so they've already come through some pretty violent times, some pretty dire straits. Perhaps their parents have been killed during the siege. Perhaps their parents is in another country or in another camp or in prison or whatever. But the fact that these young men are so resolved so comfortable in their response,
with a blazing fire standing before them, that's on another level altogether.
Imminent death, incineration, and not a quick and painless death, but a hard, torturous death. And these guys make the statement in 3:17 of Daniel, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. And I think that's another clue, mm-hmm, that that our prayer life comes from service, you know, a relationship.
Right.
He says he's able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand. And this doesn't really get enough love, this next verse, 18. I don't hear many ministries talk about this at all, unfortunately. Maybe they do, and I just haven't been privy to it, so right. I won't make a blanket statement. But I wish I could hear more, and we would talk more about 18. But even if he does not, many ministries would call that a lack of faith right there. When you put that disclaimer there, you've already negated any faith that you might have, you know, entrusted in the Lord, because you've said if and but, you know, and does not, you know. I mean, that would be a deal breaker for a lot of ministries that believe that everything should be, you know, yes
that
and
you
amen.
Just negated the faith part when you say that.
Right.
But if he does not. Someone said that to me, and I was like, well, I heard somebody say that, and I was like, wow.
Right.
Over the years, but hopefully that's not the mindset of the body of Christ in this day and age.
Right, because the key here is that they already made the statement of faith. There's faith all up in here when they said, "Our God, whom we serve, is able."
Yes.
That right there established the condition of faith.
Yes.
If prayer to be answered, if prayer to be honored by God must be accompanied with faith, then boom, there's the faith right there.
Right.
They said it plain. They said it clear. Mm. They said it boldly. You know, we know our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us.
Yes.
They could have just stopped right there. Yeah. You know, they had me at our God is able, you know, that to me sealed the deal. And then the rest was just them letting the king know. We're not saying that we won't be incinerated here in a few minutes when you throw us in this furnace that's been heated seven times hotter. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is that incineration or not, God is still able.
Right.
God is still God. He's still omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He's still God.
Yes.
Whether he does this particular request for me or not does not diminish his power or who he is or what he can do.
Yes.
And
his love for us.
Or his love
for God
us.
So loved the world.
You right.
know, God loves him. So when he acts in our life, it's from a place of love.
Right.
That's what this relationship is about. It's a love relationship. May have some turmoils and trials, but we still are under that love relationship with the Lord.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And how profound for these young men who, by most historians' account, were probably teenagers. Mm. Definitely.
That's amazing to me.
Yes. Yes. That's why we should never underestimate the youth and the ability of a young man and young woman to be completely committed to the Lord, even at a young age. The young people, if you're listening, don't think that you have to be 65, 55, even 45 to be serious about the Lord.
Right.
You can be serious about the Lord at 15, at 12, at 9, at 22. So youth doesn't change or have an impact on your ability to have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
These young men were solid, though they didn't have any seemingly parental guidance or anyone else to supervise them or to call them into check. They made themselves accountable to the Word of God. And their knowledge and their understanding of God's Word and how He works is just, you know, phenomenal.
Amen.
This is just amazing.
Amen.
And I'm so impressed by these guys.
Yes.
And I cite this passage a lot because to me, this is faith personified.
Mm-hmm.
This is faith demonstrated at its highest level. This is just amazing faith.
Yes.
Amazing confidence, and it's not even in the form of a prayer, but it's in the form of a statement that shows their relationship with God and how God works.
Yes, amen.
I love this.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you for this time together, and we just ask you to embed your word in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee, and that we might become people of faith and stronger in our faith. And we appreciate you allowing us to read these passages and see your word and study your word. And we ask for your blessings that we will live these words and walk them out as Ezra did over in Ezra 7:10. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you next time. Please join us on In the Word podcast with Will and Marie.
Amen.